spleen, pancreas.
Yes. Spleen, pancreas is considered one organ, no? In Oriental medicine?
And the throat.
Just a minute. What are the different symptoms that might result from work being done, attention being placed in the stomach and the spleen and the pancreas?
What are the different symptoms?
Yeah. Physical, emotional, whatever. What are the different symptoms? Whoops, so basic. What would we see people?
Okay, well, stomach, flu, nausea.
Digestion? Oh. ulcers.
Ulcers?
Okay.
Nausea is something else. Nausea is not happening in your stomach.
Okay.
Oh, Maggie.
Okay, what about Crohn's then?
That's in the intestines.
All right, stomach. Okay, sorry, I'm thinking wrong.
This is exactly.
Yeah.
When we say stomach, a lot of people think intestines.
Intestines, yeah.
Right? When they say, I've got a sick stomach.
Yeah.
They often are saying that actually it's their intestines. I've got a tummy ache means their belly hurts, right? But the stomach is higher up. Right? You've got the heart, and the stomach is like a little pocket around, like a little sack around, just very, very close to the heart, which is why heartburn it has to do with the stomach, not the heart, right?
I guess it could be acid indigestion.
Acid in the stomach is heartburn, yeah. But that's a combination between wood element and soil element, because it's an excessive secretion of bile. Bile coming from liver, gallbladder, wood element. Okay, so ulcers. Diabetes, hypoglycemia, right? Those are the most common.
Diabetes?
Yes. Pancreas, yeah.
Spleen, pancreas. Yeah. Spleen. All of the autoimmune diseases. All of the diseases where your body is attacking itself. And there are gazillions of them now. There are gazillions of them. From, what's it called?
What's the name? The spleen one?
No, it's when you... The spleen is what produces both red and white blood cells, right? And so any of the diseases, like fibromyalgia, for example, is considered an autoimmune disease now. There's a million different diseases that people are realizing are actually autoimmune. HIV. But there's another one I'm thinking of.
A lupus.
Lupus. That's
lupus.
Yes.
Yeah, I was just reading about it.
Yeah. So there's many different diseases, which are actually, when you're in a place of really confronting your own self-hatred, right? Autoimmune disease. Your body is relating to a part of you as being an enemy. So it's when you are confronted with your own self-hatred, destroying your body.
This feels all places.
We. Multiple sclerosis. Mm-hmm. ALS. Amyolateral sclerosis. Lou Gehrig's disease. ALS. There's so many of them now. Yes, exactly. Yes, cancer is considered an autoimmune disorder. When
arthritis is also possibly considered.
That's right. Mm-hmm. And, you know, if you really look at any physical symptom, you can look at it in that light, right? That it is your body manifesting a toxicity, right? In a sense, it's a place that you've been rejecting, right? A place that somehow symbolically represents what you've been rejecting in yourself. Well, symbolically or concretely. And it will come up as a physical symptom simply because you've been rejecting, denying, avoiding, right? And it's time that you don't. Now you're ready to no longer have your head in the sand, right? And play ostrich. Very often, speaking of retirement, right, and becoming an adult, very often when we seem to have put everything in order, right, okay, you know, the work's fine, the kids have grown and gone, and no more problems, then we'll get sick, right? And we can either look at that like, you know, life's a bitch and then you die, or you can say, okay, now I have time to do this inner housekeeping, right? Everything else outside is settled, now I'm doing the inside stuff, right?
And there's a period where you want to do the same thing as you did for your 60 years.
Sure.
And you want the same goals, and you want to be useful, you know, mm-hmm. And then you see that you cannot live, and you cannot come from that place. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, one of the needs that we really see with human beings is the need to feel useful in some way. Mm-hmm. And that comes from the fact that we are part of an organism. We are individual cells in a large organism. And we all do have our own particular purpose and usefulness, huh, in the organ that is humanity, in the organ, in the body that is the earth.
What are the so sweet was the taste that we crave and we want to. What are the good?
The craving and the prescription.
The prescription again is anything that will bring you into your body. So it's the root vegetables and what I call the Jurassic things, Rajasic, right? The Jurassic garlic and onions and beets and sweet potatoes. Mm-hmm. all the root vegetables. Painting your toenails red. Wearing red socks and red shoes. Because intention follows energy. Energy follows intention. It's a cycle. yes, the throat chakra, 40 to 50 years old. And this is where human awareness, human consciousness can become a tool. Not to escape nature, but to escape the way that we have defined nature.
Huh? You're talking about our nature.
Okay. Going through. This is a quick learning curve.
This is.
There you go, Maggie. Would you be able to get some the food from the stove and put it in her?
Mm.
That's what she's after.
Cool.
Thanks. You have all of the different aspects of the five elements on the charts that you just received in your emails.
Oh, that's great.
Yeah. Well, so it's all there, all written for you already. What I still need to send you is the meridian charts, meridian charts.
Can you repeat the human consciousness?
Yeah. So this is where human consciousness becomes a tool. Not to escape nature, which is what has been, this is how we've used the intellect and the mind until now, is to escape nature, to escape death, right? To escape what we've seen as the natural, visible cycle of things, right? But our human awareness can instead transform our perception of the natural world so that we see that it is so much more. Our perception transforms, particularly when we're rooted in the earth. What happens is the more we're aware of our earth connection and living in our bodies, the more we are able to perceive the different realms of existence, the devic realms, you know, fairies and devas, and animal energies and nature spirits. And so on and so forth. Ghosties. Angels, aliens. What was that last Spielberg movie? I'm way behind time. No, I mean the one, the last.
Avatar.
No. The last Raiders, the last Indiana Jones one.
Raiders?
No, what was it? Where there are these crystal skulls all in a circle.
Yeah.
And then putting the last skull in place allows them to communicate with each other, and then their vessel shows up and then goes poof, and you realize that they're interdimensional, right? They haven't come from anywhere else other than another dimension. That was brilliant. That was absolutely brilliant. So, all of the different supernatural, right? Above natural experiences and sensations come from, as a result of, a deep-rootedness, which some people just don't get, you know? It can also come from total unrootedness, but that's very dangerous, you know? That's when we can be like balloons that just kind of float off. You gonna come sit with me again? Come sit down. Easy. Good girl. So, the throat chakra is related to psychic abilities, right? And, psychic abilities are often the result of having extremely insecure circumstances when we're children. Because we develop these abilities as a way of being able to understand what everybody expects of us. So that we can be what we need to be, whatever circumstance we happen to be in, we can be what we need to be safe. Uh-huh. So psychic abilities are very often first cultivated in children out of fear. As a survival mechanism. And later they're suppressed out of fear. Well, I don't want to see that. Right? I don't want to know that. And psychic abilities are considered a lower vibration. Because it's based on survival, right? The need to protect and control in order to survive.
Here's my face.
See the judgments? They're right there. See, this is also about unconditional accepting, no? Whenever, it's accepting all of the different manifestations that life offers. and just dealing with it. In traditional cultures, you know, with all of the rules and regulations, et cetera, there was still a place for people who, in an urban environment, are locked up for one reason or another, because they're sick, because they're nuts, because they're antisocial. You know, medicate them, right? Put them in hospital, put them in prison. Keep them away from the rest of us normal folk, right? Put them in an ashram. Keep them away from us.
Well, that we have, usually it's the person who goes by himself.
That's the person rejecting the rest of the world. That's yeah. Everything is everything, everyone just is. It's not even a question of perfection. I use the word perfection as a way of not saying good or bad, but essentially it just is. Right? Point final. And if we are part of all that is, then, you know, let it flow. Oops. The flesh is related to the earth element, soil element, right? So lack of flesh, or increasing flesh, fleshiness, is related to that.
Well, so how would that relate, lack of flesh or increase of flesh?
Well,
I'm gonna eat cookies.
Eat the cookies. Well, here we can look at the in our lists, right? The hedonist versus the ascetic. Right? The hedonist who, or the gourmand, right, who indulges all the senses, right, as a way of numbing, a way of filling up the hole, right? It hurts, give me a pizza, right? Versus the ascetic, it hurts, I can't eat. Right? And that's a pulling away from the world and the senses, right? Those are just two opposite reactions to the same, two extreme reactions to the same thing. What do you need, Maggie? What do you need?
Oh, woof.
Do you want me to get it?
Yeah. Maggie, go with Kate. Go with Kate.
Come here.
She's deaf. She's deaf.
Clap, clap, clap.
Oh.
No, she has to see the person.
See the person. She's deaf.
Maggie? Yeah. Come.
Try clapping and let's do it.
Yeah.
There. I just remember Ron clapping and...
Yeah. Yes, She has to see him too.
Yeah.
So we, you know, we take pregnant women away to give birth, away from everyone else because they make noise and they're messy. And ooh, we, pregnant women, they're noisy and messy when they're giving birth. So, you know, put them away in a hospital, please. People who are sick or dying. Noisy, messy. A bother. Disturbing. Put them away, please. Kids that can't sit for 6 hours straight at a desk. Whoa. Discipline problem. Ritalin, please.
Could a lot of crystal children have psychic abilities too? Like,
we all
think
have
all children have it.
More, all no, but, of us.
But they're
have
more aware it than us.
What is psychic abilities are simply our perception of oneness. Right? And perception beyond what we've learned is normal. Right? What is normal is in survival mode. Mm-hmm. Right? Making food, going to school, going to work, coming home. That's limited perception. That's when the senses are all up as the barriers that they, that we've learned they need to be, right? Nice and closed down. As we start standing up and taking our place in the center, we begin, as our roots start going deeper and spreading out, and we get fed more and more secure. We start to stand up and look around, and that happens symbolically as well as energetically. And so our, as we get more secure, the gates start opening in the fence, the judgments start going, and our senses expand. So it's part of a normal, a natural process of becoming, right? It can also be a fear reaction, something that we develop as a way to survive, but it's also just part of the natural becoming who we are and connecting in different ways to oneness. That's when I was speaking about gifts, right? Are simply the different ways that we experience oneness. And it goes in different levels out from the center, if you want. If you can speak of the center of oneness. So, if we move from an understanding that all of us are source, right? This is the center and the essential reality underneath all of the rest of the learning, then, yes, we're all psychic. We're all that. Kids don't have all of those layers of shadow around them yet. And if we raise them differently, they don't have to. Mm-hmm. kids in particular don't know that it's crazy. They haven't learned that it's abnormal. To see auras, to see ghosts, to see angels, to see unicorns, to see fairies, whatever. Right? Your question was about crystalline children. I have problems with labeling.
Yeah.
You know?
It's just a question.
Yeah.
I'm not.
Yeah.
I don't know a whole lot about it. I've heard the words.
Yeah. Terms. In the Go Kids, crystalline kids. I think that anyone who chooses to incarnate now comes with a certain understanding and a certain baggage and a certain tool belt.
That's a good, yeah.
So do you mean that they're more equipped than us?
They're not more equipped than us. They're equipped for now.
The present time.
Yes. Mm-hmm. We were equipped for when we came in. Mm-hmm. And we have made ourselves equipped for now. Right?
Okay.
To the best of our abilities. Right? The kids who are incarnating now are equipped for now. And I think we can all agree that now is a very particular now.
Mm-hmm.
It's a very particular now. So we'll be stepping across the threshold of the cave into the light at the equinox. This is a very big deal this year. I know it is every year, but this year it's a very big deal. And each one of us will experience it and live it in our own perfect way. And I think, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, that on that note, we will wait for Monique, and we'll own our way out of here.
So what you wanted, at the farm, at the summer,
the June 24th weekend.
Mm-hmm. Is it going to be open to everyone? Like usually you have the sweat lodge.
It'll be open to everybody, but we'll have our own meetings and
greetings.
There'll be a lot of bodies to work on, hopefully.
Yeah, good.
Yeah.
We'll have to smuggle Romero into the country.
That's right. It's only a mile to the main border.
Yeah.
You can walk across.
Walk through the forest.
One of us could come get you.
It has been
done. We'll hide
you in the trunk. Believe me, it has been done. Not by me. Monica.
Are you doing that for this one?
I don't know. It depends who's there and
Mira, can you put that on the download into my thing?